with Martin Bester.
Joining us on the line, Bulls coach Jake White.
And Jake!
Hey, coach.
Hello, how are you, my friend?
I'm relieved after last Saturday. I'm sure you are a couple of hairs short of what you were on Friday. And I mentioned in the last hour that you can't say it, but I was not happy with the refereeing performance. But you must be proud that your team was able to overcome everything thrown their way.
Yeah, that's something that I wrote about. I just think, again, it showed a little of maturity. We've been, you know, been together for a short while. And it's one of the things that good teams do is they adapt. And I thought the way we adapted to the interpretations, the calls we got, you know, showed maturity. Because we would have, you know, we could quite easily have said to each other, we're not going to win this game, let's damn it, you know. So very proud of that. And I suppose more proud, Kola, when I heard you introduce saying there's a great game of rugby at Loftus, and then by the way, there's a test match.
There's a Springbok match as well.
South Africa, I've never heard it go that way around, so no. I think we're getting something right.
And then my big worry after watching what I thought was a brilliant performance, how's Vili?
Yeah, shame. He got knocked out of his head. In fact, the interesting thing was he got tackled, and then as he was falling backwards, he happened to run into the Marku Fitzstaden's knee as he was trying to jump over him. So I think a lot of the damage of the head knock actually came post the tackle. So yeah, he won't be involved this week, which is a bit of a... But he wants to be here. He asked if he can be part of it. He asked if he could sort of bang around the team and add value and see what he can add, which... There's wonders for him, Kola, considering he's won 2 World Cups and he still wants to be part of the team this weekend.
Jake, how good did it feel on Saturday? I mean, that is one of the better wins, if not the best.
Yeah, you know, I mean, look, I've been very fortunate. I've been doing this job a long time and I've had some wonderful memories, you know, beating British Irish Lions with the Brumbies team that had no Wallabies. And you know, we beat SAA with all the overseas-based players when a couple of years ago when we were just starting with the Bulls. But this, for me, is probably as high as it can get. I mean, you're playing against them. And I think the context for me is because this group of players is coming back here in 3 weeks' time to play against South Africa. So,
yeah.
You know, I think the interest, again, from everybody within our group was, listen, this is a great measurement for where we are, not only as a club, but also as players. And I'm sure you saw a lot of players put their hands up. And the club showing that we've beaten Leinster twice in 3 years, which is an incredible achievement considering they've played in 3 European Cup finals. So, you know, it's not just the win that I'm obviously very excited about and obviously getting the result. It's just shows about the progression the club's gone through in a short space of time. Because that's what all coaches want, is they want to see there's an upward curve. And there's no doubt that in the short space of time, you know, to go and compete twice against a team that's been so dominant in Europe is going to be so good for us as a group going forward.
Look, when South African teams perform well and win in international tournaments, I mean, it does amazing stuff, not just for the club, not just for the team, just for the entire country. In this case, Gauteng and beyond. I mean, the fact that the Vodacom Bulls are in a final against the Glasgow Warriors at Loftus this Saturday is much bigger than just... a big win for the Vodacom Bulls. I think we just love winning and proving ourselves to be the best in the world.
Absolutely.
So this is why, and you will know as well as anybody, having a full Loftus Stadium backing a South African team, the Vodacom Bulls, in this competition against another country's team is everything.
Well, I mean, you know, you're 100% right. I mean, if you think about it, it's 3 years we've been playing URC, and all 3 years the final's been in South Africa.
Yeah.
That tells you one thing about how strong South African rugby is. This stage, we're world champions, and we've been world champions twice in a row. So rugby is at its highest. It's been in a long, long time in this country. And you're right. I mean, 53,000 people, and it won't be 53,000 people with Stormers supporters, and I'm talking about because it's not a local derby, or 53,000 supporters with Shark supporters or Lion supporters. It's generally going to be 53,000 Bull supporters, which is incredible. I mean, it reminds me a little bit of the old days when I used to coach South Africa and come here and play a test match. It's an incredible atmosphere for a young boy to actually run out and play in front of a stadium like that. And you're right, you know, I think the one thing I have learned since I've lived in Pretoria, and we often talk about Gauteng or Pretoria, but gee, you know, you go to Limpopo, Groblersdal, you go to Bella Bella, you go to Rustenburg, you go to... I mean, you can go anywhere in South Africa and you get these staunch Blue Bull supporters. And I'm sure every guy, I mean, last week Bismarck drove from Bethlehem with his family to come and watch that game. It just shows you how fanatical or how dedicated our supporters are. So, you know, I can't wait. I can't wait to see how many people, as I said to you, Limpopo, Petersburg, wherever they come, they are going to come in busloads to watch this game. And, you know, it's going to be a very special occasion for the supporters, but can you imagine what it must be like for a young player who's gone through COVID, missed schoolboy rugby, and now all of a sudden, 2-3 years later, some of them are playing in front of 53,000 people?
No, it's a good point. It's like a Springbok test match. You know, most of the stadium will be shouting for one team, and it's the same for this Saturday. Vodacom Bulls are playing a team that has to fly in. That means 50-odd thousand people shouting for one team. That's a whole different rule.
Yeah.
It is. If you've never experienced that, you will experience it now. And I've seen a final or two, and it's just a whole different sound, different vibe. It is an incredible experience. So if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, which I'm sure you do, make sure you grab it before that stadium is sold out for a final. And I already see some rumblings and mumblings across the world. You know, South Africa, are they really the world champions? Another one of their teams in another final. Mm-hmm. Let's see how well they will do. It's become a South Africa versus thing again.
Yeah.
And it's about the Vodacom Bulls. Does it make a difference if some of the other teams have a lot of South Africans in it? I mean, in this case, the Glasgow Warriors, coached by you know, Franco. Kyle Steyn is in there as well. Does it mean they know more? They've got inside knowledge?
Well, they probably do, but I mean, Franco would know more than anybody what a full house at Loftus looks like and what it feels like. So, you know, sometimes you've got to be careful what you wish for. So, I think you've summed it up. Eh? We're going to have 53,000 fanatical Bull supporters here. And as I said, it's not just from the locals here. People are coming from all over. I mean, some guys are coming, you know, from miles away. And it's been a plea from the team to have as many of our supporters here and fill it up. And you know, I suppose, I even think I know what to expect, and I still think it's still daunting. So even if Franco and Kyle and those guys, South Africans, I think what they probably do this week is try and explain to the other players what it's going to feel like.
You're going to be scared,
there's no,
very
there's
scared.
No ways you can really put that into words, because it's something that, I mean, full house at Loftus going crazy and is something really special.
Ah, goosebumps already. Coach, thank you for the chat. All the best. Well done for what you've done so far. You're in a final. That's amazing. At Loftus-Versfeld. Pretoria and the rest of the country, grateful. Best wishes to the boys and the whole coaching staff and the team. Backing you all the way. The game is at 6.
It's at 6. Yeah. That's right.
6 o'clock. Glasgow Warriors coming all the way to a packed Loftus. And honestly, it's my gut feel and my prediction is that the stadium is going to sell out before the weekend. Yeah. It's got to.
Yeah.
Now, well, let me just say, guys, thank you for all your support, and thank you for, that doesn't every person in the team talks about it, and you know, so thank you, and again, I suppose to all our Afrikaans supporters as well. Kom ons maak hier ding vol, kom ons laat hulle voel het by Loftus. I mean, as almal deel is van die span, kan ek nou vir jou sê dit gaan 'n moeilike middag wees vir daai skotte.
Oh, years in Pretoria spent well, coach. Ek is baie trots op jou. Lekker sterkte vir Saterdag. Thank you for the chat. Cheers, coach.
Yeah, cheers. Baie dankie. Geniet dit. Bye-bye.
Showing off the Afrikaans there, Jake.
What? Lekker.
Look, I know that they've already sold, obviously, thousands of tickets. I'm not sure how many are left. Yeah. Bottom line is, let's be honest, it is going to be a packed Loftus Stadium. And as he said there, Kyle and Franco and them are telling the other guys from Glasgow Warriors, Oaks, prepare yourselves to play a final at a packed Loftus Versfeld.
Yeah. What I do love about URC is that sometimes we see groups of visiting fans, and I hope that we see it for the grand final as well. It'd be wonderful to have a couple of Scottish fans in the house as well. They'll get a great, great reception, but they're not going to win.
Name one.
Which one?
Name one Scottish fan. If you come forward.
No, I mean
week,
the ones who travel.
No, I know, but I would love to actually speak to one.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Maybe 084-850-0942. It's not the how hard can it be?
No. Yeah.
But I mean, it's like a sub. It's the second team. Yes. How hard can it be to find a Scottish fan?
Yeah, I'm sure we'll find one. All right. I hope. It'd be great, you know.
You never know.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.